talk about why we need favor. In our last session, we used the example of Abraham and how Abraham found favor in the sight of the angel or the Lord that came and appeared to him while he was at the terebinth trees of Mamre. We spoke about location, positioning, and the action that Abraham took that saw him receive the favor of God. Now, I want to turn our attention to the favor on that was on the life of Joseph in Genesis 39, verse number 1 to 4, and I'll just read it. Now, Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had, he put under his authority. Now, Joseph entered Egypt as a slave and worked in the house of Potiphar. And when you think about this in our 21st century context, the system of this world is one of enslavement and bondage. Now, while these are biblical terms that we are using to describe Joseph's enslavement while he was in Egypt, the world uses terms like mortgage bond. It uses terms like vehicle finance. It uses terms like credit facility or payment terms. It uses terms like collateral or intellectual property rights. These terms that we speak of in regards to the world are called the elements of the world. Let me define that for a few seconds. In Galatians 4, chapter verse number 3, it says, even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Now, as children of God, we are in bondage under the elements of the world. For us to really receive a better understanding of that, the word elements in the Greek means a constituent, or it means a principle, or it means something that is fundamental or rudimentary. So if you read it in the right context, we were in bondage under the rudimentary, fundamental, constituent principles that govern a worldly system. So while we live in this world, we find ourselves functioning by the fundamental, foundational, rudimentary principles that govern this world. The arrangement or order of this world is governed by certain principles that determine how you and I live. Now remember, the context is why we need favor. Joseph is enslaved in Egypt under a very similar system that we operate in. So we must grow from just being the children under the elements of the world to sons of God that prioritize the principles of the kingdom of God. So there are two orders that coexist, the kingdoms of this world and the kingdom of God. And while they coexist, terminologies often clash. So, what we call gifts or honor, the world calls donations. What we call father, the world calls autocrat. What we call seed, the world calls money. What we call wisdom, the world calls intellectual property. What we call healing, the world calls medical science. What we call worship, the world calls emotion. What we call prophecy, the world calls psychology. What we call tongues, the world calls gibberish. What we call first fruits, the world will call enrichment. What we call humility, the world will call weakness. What we call servants, the world will call employees, and the list can go on. This is the clash of terminology functioning under two different foundational principles. So while we live in this world, we are under the elements of this world, principles that govern how the world operates. And therefore, to function under those elements that govern the world, we need the favor of God. So John 12, 25 to 26 says, "He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world." So what will happen to us as the sons of God because we function under these elements that govern how the world operates? You begin to hate your life because it's always under bondage. This is why you have a vast number of people that fall into depression, anxiety, sadness, all kinds of sickness, because the rudimentary principles of this world always put us in oppression and bondage. But the Bible says, "He whom the Son sets free is free indeed." And we are free because we live by the principles that are governed under the order of the kingdom of God. Yet we do live in this world. That is why Jesus clearly says in verse 26, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. That where I am, there my servant will be also. And if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." So while we are in this world, there's a certain mindset that you have to adopt. And this mindset attracts the favor of God, even though we live under the elements of this world. Serving, and this principle is called serving God. The mindset that we have to adopt is serving God. And when we serve him, the Bible says, the Father will honor us. Now, the Lord was with Joseph, meaning that the presence of God was in Joseph's life. And the presence of God in one's life will definitely attract the favor that will lead to success in whatever we put our hands to do. Now, whatever Joseph did prospered because of the presence of God in his life. And too often, our understanding of the presence of God is very limited to a charismatic mindset of feeling, of emotion, and that's something we must outgrow. The presence of God in our lives will cause us to have the favor of God. We are slaves in this world, but we have the presence of the Lord with us so that you can have success. Now, while Joseph was there, the Bible will tell you that he served Potiphar. Now, we find favor in this world, just like Joseph, to serve. We don't just go to work with the mind. We don't just go to work because we are employees. We go to work with the mindset of serving, not just serving our bosses or our bond, or rather our masters. But we also go with the mindset that whatever we put our hand to do is to serve our God. And this is the mindset that draws favor into our lives. You see that Joseph was regarded as a very faithful and honorable servant. He was given oversight over the entire house of Potiphar. And everything that was under his hand was seen as prosperous. That's why in Luke 16, verse 12, the Bible says, "And if you have not been faithful with what is another man's, who will give you what is your own?" So, clearly, Joseph was a good steward of what belonged to someone else. Jacob had favor because he was faithful to manage what belonged to Laban. Moses had favor because he took care of his father-in-law's sheep. David had favor because he was also faithful to take care of the sheep that belonged to his father. Now, we are regarded as employees in our workplace, but we are servants of God, and whatever we put our hand to do, with all our might, we must do it because the favor of God would be over us. Now, if you take Genesis 39, verse 20 to 23, you will see that In any environment that Joseph was in, favor was upon his life. Here he is in prison. Genesis 39, 20 to 23 will tell you that he was put in prison. And even while he is in prison, the Lord was with him and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And so everything in the prison, even the prisoners, were committed to Joseph's care and oversight, and he had great authority. So even though Joseph was in prison, the favor that came upon him was to manage everything that was under his care. You see, the favor of God makes us very wise stewards and gives you authority even though you function under the rudimentary elements of this world. Even a place of confinement and captivity becomes an environment to manifest the favor of God and the presence of God. This favor was not for Joseph's personal enrichment or his well-being, but it was to reveal the wisdom of God. Now, what you can clearly see in the life of Joseph is the manifest presence of God, the favor of God, and whatever he did, he prospered and it was successful. But that prosperity and that success actually was for someone else. It was for Potiphar and his family. When he was in the prison, the prison official that was in charge, even though Joseph was doing all the work, you would know that it was seen as his success. Now, God places favor upon our lives for good stewardship, for good management, for good oversight, to be faithful with what belongs to another. And it will even cause them to have good success and to prosper. Now, when we have good stewardship principles, when we have good management principles, it creates a magnetic zone, an attraction zone for favor to come in our lives. And that favor reveals the wisdom of God. Not only are we blessed, but everything that we manage and whoever is under our care is also blessed. You need favor in your life to actually reveal the grace of the Father that is resident within you. That grace is stewarding everything within your environment so that the blessing of the Lord rests on everyone. This is why favor is essential in our lives. Joseph, it did not matter whether he was in Potiphar's house, whether he was in the prison, and later on, even when he stood before Pharaoh, the favor of God rested upon him. It was clear that the Bible says when we serve him and we follow him, the Father will honor us. And it will be clear in our lives that when we serve and whatever we do is for the glory of God, the Father will honor us. That is why when favor manifests in your life, whatever you do in secret, the Father will reward you openly. No one could hide the chain that was put around Joseph's neck, or the clothing that was put upon him, or the chariot that he had received to ride in. It was because God had honored Joseph, and even when favor was bestowed upon him, his management, his oversight of everything in his sphere flourished and was successful and prospered. This is why you need the favor of God. Too many people have become victims of God's favor. That means they allowed it to control them. And because they moved into personal enrichment and to seek their own well-being, they forgot that the favor of God is not only for that. The favor of God is not just for your well-being. The favor of God is also to be a blessing to all that are within your sphere. May the favor of God come upon your life because of the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. And may the stewardship principles and being a faithful servant create a magnetic zone in your life to attract unusual favor. God bless you. Amen.